Hello, you spooky boys and girls. Welcome back to the Hex Girls Podcast. I am your podcast host, Lori. And today we're going to be talking about some theories and some spooky stories. So I was supposed to have a guest for this podcast, but sadly she cannot join us today. I was going to have my boyfriend do it with me, but he doesn't really know about this stuff. So I was just going to do this podcast solo. I think I have about three theories. Theories and then one spooky story. I'm not sure. I wrote these notes like 2 weeks ago. But yeah. So the first thing we're going to be talking about is the Denver airport. I didn't hear about the Denver airport until my friend told me about it. I did my research on it and it's really weird. But yeah, let's get into it. So the Denver airport opened in 1995. It was twice the size of Manhattan and the budget was over $2 billion. Not million, not a thousand, billion. And I'm like, excuse me. There is also some really strange art and decor there. And one of the most famous statues there is the 30-foot tall blue Mustang that has red glowing eyes. For those of you who aren't imagining that right now, that seems pretty fucking scary. Also, you guys can also see the statue. Just search up Denver Airport Blue Mustang and it will show you the statue and the history behind it. There are also, there's also a story on there that says that the statue actually killed the artist Luis Jimenez. It fell on him and severed an artery. And those of you who don't know about arteries and once it's severed, like you did. But yeah, there's also a mural of a devil jumping out of a suitcase. And apparently that devil is supposed to be an Egyptian god called Anubis, I think. And he is the god of death. I don't know about you guys, but a blue Mustang with fiery red eyes and a devil that's jumping out of a suitcase is really strange and weird. But there are also more murals. There's one mural where it has, what was it? A Nazi officer in a gas mask while children are in front of a burning building and kids gathering around a knife. I've seen all these pictures, the ones that I'm mentioning right now. If I were walking in an airport like that, I'd be pretty scared. I would think that's the entrance to hell. There are also people that say that when they walk into that airport, that it looks like the entrance to hell. And it's really, really, really weird. There are also some theories that it's also the Illuminati headquarters. Reasons being, I'll tell you right now. Theory suggests that since the, what was it? I always get confused with this one. Okay, so there is also a theory where if you look at the airport from the sky, like up above, it's told that there is like a Nazi symbol there, or I don't know what's going on. But yeah, they're supposed to be like, it's supposed to be in the shape of a Nazi symbol. When you first see it, you can't really see it, but when someone outlines it for you, you can kind of see where it lies. But yeah, there's also a thing where the airport, when they first built it, they didn't like do it right, I guess. Usually when something like that happens, they usually knock the building down, but what they did is buried it underground. And this happened about 3 or 4 times, I believe. I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like a pretty, like, badass, like, you know, underground layer for, I don't know, you know, the Illuminati. So, there's that. There is also, another theory. So, the date of the airport's dedication is March 11th, 1994. If you add all those numbers together, so that would be 191994, and that equals to 33. That's the highest level one can achieve in Freemasonry? I don't know. Something with that number is supposed to equal perfection. And I don't know if it's like an Illuminati thing or I don't know. Just there was just some theories on that. Also, which one? I'm trying to read my notes so I can talk about everything. 2 billion, the airport went over, but okay, so that was another thing that I was talking about that I just talked about right now. So the airport went over the budget of the 2 billion because apparently they didn't build it right. Someone screwed up the first 5 buildings. Honestly, how can you screw up 5 times? Like, I'm not even joking. And instead of removing them, they just put it underground. And I'm like, that's a pretty swanky, you know, underground layer. Like, if you think about that, like, if you see this airport's pretty big. And for you to fuck it up 5 times, that's a pretty big layer. So, yeah, that's about the Denver airport. If you guys want to research it online, just put Denver airport. And there's a bunch of other stories on there. But yeah, that's about the Denver airport. Time to move on to our spooky story. All right, so for our next topic, we're going to be talking about a really famous exorcism that ended up being a movie. And it's probably one of my favorite cases. I did a lot of research on it before I even did this. I did a little bit more research on it just in case I forget anything. Oh, sorry. My coffee. But yeah. So we're going to be doing the exorcism on Emily Rose. That's the movie, but the actual name of the person is Emilise. So if you guys don't know what an exorcism is, you need to know already, because why are you on this podcast? For real, though. It's the... What the fuck? This... Okay, I'm not going to say that definition, but it's basically an evil spirit trying to take over you as a person, your soul, and your body. Basically having all control of who you are. So... Let's do this. The person that was possessed in, what was it, 1952 was Annalise Michael. And it ended up turning into the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose. One of the exorcisms that went to court. It's really interesting how this one went to court. It was mostly usually like the how she didn't want to get helped, basically. But we'll get into that later. She was born in 1952 in Klingenberg, Germany. I don't know how you say that, it's a German word. She was raised as a strict Catholic, and on September 1968, she was 16 years old, she experienced her first episode of losing consciousness. So some weird shit started happening. 11 months later, in 1969, she had a similar episode and went to the family doctor, Dr. Vogt? I don't know if I'm saying any of these names right. All of these names and places are German, so sorry. And she also went to a neurologist, Dr. Luthi. So, as I've said before, or I don't even know if I've said this on the podcast, but I'll say it anyways. I am epileptic, so I don't know how neurologists worked back then, but today they would have to do a brain scan and put wires on your head to like see your brain waves to see if you're having a seizure or something mispatterned is there. But yeah, so Dr. Luthi did run a brain scan and found nothing. Basically everything was normal, everything was fine. They said it could possibly be a form of seizure, but honestly, now that I think about it, that kind of doesn't make sense. Sorry if I keep sipping coffee. But yeah, that kind of doesn't make sense. Like, if the brain scan was normal, and then they're like, oh, it's a form of seizure, unless it's a... I don't know, honestly. I thought that was really weird and strange. But anyways, over the next 3 years, she would have similar episodes. She was put on 2 medications, something called... I really don't know how to say these, folk. Anticonvulsant pills and dilation? I don't fucking know. I don't know a word.
I don't know how to word.
In 1973, things got really weird. Annalise would hear knocking sounds in her room, also heard a voice damning her to hell. Sounds like a pretty cool Conjuring movie, not gonna lie. But yeah, there's that. Her mother became alert when she saw Annalise fiercely staring at a statue of the Virgin Mary with her eyes turned black. Okay. Hands seemed to turn into thick paws with claws. Oh, little kitty paws. When I heard that in some of the stories that people were telling, I was like, oh, furries are little kitty cat paws. And then in September 1973, Annalise told her doctor she wanted to see... Oh, no. She would see demon faces. Sorry, my handwriting is like shit. September 1973, Annalise told her doctor she would see demon faces and torment her and said the devil was inside her. Okay. Yeah, so... As I did my research on everything, I didn't know there was a BuzzFeed video about it, so I started watching that, and low-key, I got chills when I was seeing that video. I got literal chills, and not just how they were saying it, but also just, like, the story in general. I personally haven't seen the movie, but I kind of want to see it, just to give it a review and show what I think. But anyways, moving on. She also reported smelling burnt feces that other people also smelled too. Damn, that sucks. On September 1973, they went to a priest named Father Alt. Okay. On November 1973, Annalise met with Friedian, and he's a psychiatrist. Okay. Oh God, I forgot I wrote this down. She was diagnosed as neurotic with possible epilepsy. Me too. So I remember when I first saw this BuzzFeed video and I heard that, I was like, it all makes sense now. I'm just kidding. When they were explaining it, just the way they explained it was so weird. Like, technology wasn't the same back then. Also, my dog's crazy. He was upsetting the neighbor's dog for some reason. But either way, moving on. Another neurologist finds epilepsy patterns. They took her off Dilatin and put her on I don't know, but we're gonna call it medicine T because I don't know. It's a much stronger drug, basically. So there's that. And then on July 1975, it got worse. She would eat spiders and flies and licked her own urine. She destroyed anything that was holy. She also had strength that was close to superhuman, throwing her sister as if she was a rag doll. What the fuck? Okay, that's interesting. Father... Oh God, my handwriting's horrible. Rodwe, an expert on exorcism, was convinced Annalise was possessed. No shit. On September 24th, 1975, the first exorcism was performed. There are recordings. I am going to recite the recordings because I would tell you guys to research it, but it is pretty gruesome. It's really, really disturbing. So I'm just gonna say what they said on the recording. So it's Father R. Are you all here? Annalise growls. I have the right to be in this woman. I will carry this brat so long until she croaks. This dumbass bitch screams. For us, there is no coming back. Never. For all eternity. Father R, say your name. Annalise, I, Judas, and Nero, Khan, and Hitler. That's five of us. Father R, who is the sixth? Annalise, we lied about him. Unknown woman, Lucifer. Father R, you lied about him. Valentine F was also one of her demons. Was a priest in the 1500s for bad behavior. So it was this priest that I guess would do like unholy things. Like I was trying to do a little more research up on him, but let me see if I can research him right now. Because I know there was some stuff that he was doing, and I have a feeling that he did sacrifices. I don't know why. I have a feeling. So Annalise, she started getting even worse. She weighed 80 pounds. On June 1976, her whole face was sunken in, refused a doctor visit. And on June 30th, 1976, she had another exorcism, only saying, please, absolution. The next morning, they found her dead, died of starvation at the age of 23. She had 67 exorcism and weighed only 68 pounds. Wow. I didn't write the rest of this down, but I know that the parents and some of the people that did the exorcisms and the doctors, a lot of them were thrown in jail because they didn't force her to go get a doctor visit, which I think was pretty weird because she was 23 years old. I don't know if it's the same as it is today, but as an adult, you get to decide. But then again, she was in a really bad condition, so I don't know how it worked back then. I have no idea, but that's one of the most interesting exorcisms that I've heard of. I've heard of a lot more, but that one in particular is just strange, weird, and there's a lot of people who actually believe that she was just faking it, but I don't think someone would go as far as, you know, licking their own urine, having superhuman strength that came out of nowhere, and she only weighed so little. It made no sense. Most of the time she was going through this really made no sense, but you know, there was only so much someone could do. But yeah, that is the exorcism that I'll be talking about today. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry that I don't get to upload every other week. Things just happen and I get busy, but the holidays are over. I'll have more time. And thank you all for listening again. If you guys want to follow my Instagram, it's not my Instagram personally, but if you want to follow my cat and dog, my dog's Instagram is aitzuko_14, and then there is jerrybear_420. If you guys want to also follow my makeup account, it's makeup_andstuff31. If you guys want to see my Snapchat, I do upload on my Snapchat for when my next episode is coming out. My Snapchat is lori_9828. If you guys want to add me on there. But thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for your guys' support and whatnot. Please tell other people about it. I would really appreciate it. But thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you spooky boys and girls in the next episode. Bye.